And now it's time for the Broncos' top five moments against the Colts. Number five, December 13th, 2009, at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Wide receiver Brandon Marshall sets a Broncos and NFL record with 21 receptions in a game. He had two touchdowns and 200 yards receiving on the record-setting day. Number four, December 21st, 2003. Running backs Quentin Griffin and Mike Anderson accounted for 192 yards rushing. Quarterback Jake Plummer ran for two scores and connected with Rod Smith on another. The Broncos defeat the Colts 31-17 in Indy to earn a playoff berth for the first time since 2000. Number three, October 15th, 1989. On the day that Randy Gradishar is inducted into the Ring of Fame, the Broncos defense holds the Colts to 144 yards of total offense in a hard-fought 14-3 victory. Running back Eric Dickerson was stymied all day, rushing for only 35 yards. Number two, November 27th, 1977. Linebacker Tom Jackson picks off Baltimore quarterback Burt Jones and returns it 73 yards for the touchdown. The Broncos beat the Colts 27-13 en route to the team's first playoff spot in franchise history. And number one, December 11th, 1983, the Broncos' final regular season home game. Trailing 19-0 in the fourth quarter, rookie quarterback John Elway authors his first of 47 career fourth-quarter comebacks. First, he connected with Clint Sampson for 21 yards, cutting the deficit to 19-7. Later, he finds Jesse Miles in the right flat for a 27-yard touchdown to make it 19-14. And then, in the final minute of the game, on a fourth and two, Elway connects with Gerald Wilhite. The Broncos defeat the Colts 21-19 behind the heroics of future Hall of Famer John Elway in Randy Gradishar's final regular season game in Denver.